Hey everybody, so this noob show's gonna be a little bit different again. So recently, me and my family, we went up to the mountains to kind of give my grandmother a final resting place, last rites type thing. We made a little placard, we put her up on her, I can't say it's a family gravestone, but she had two younger brothers that died when they were really young. And actually, the funny way you have to get to this place is you have to go through somebody's yard. Like, you're like, hey, we're coming to see the cemetery. And they're like, oh, cool, whatever, yeah. They let us through. Now, you could drive up that hill, but I wouldn't because it's probably at a nice 45-degree angle. But, and that 45-degree angle is covered with wet grass. I don't know if you guys ever drove on wet grass, it's kind of slick. So we made a small little hike up to the top of the, not top of the mountain, but on a chunk of the mountain where there's just a bunch of old gravestones that are like close to 100 years old. And we put her marker up there, so that was nice. We also did a few other things. Like we rode a downhill roller coaster. It was a single, like, what do you call it, cart that had wheels that go up and down, and you can, like, little levers and you push them to stop and to brake and to go. And that was fun for $20. Always recommend doing shit while you're in Pigeon Forge and stuff like that. Stayed at a cabin. And the secret to driving up hills that are like 45 degrees angle and gravelly or not just great is to just gun it and hope for the best. I had to do that a couple times and it works every time. Never got stuck, but it was a good time. Highly recommend going up to the mountains, especially this time of the year where everything's changing. But what makes this episode a little bit more different is because it's me, my cousin Amanda, my brother, and Brian. We're all smoking legally in Virginia. Party on. We're all doing that. And we're having a good time. And the audio is going to be fucked because I could not get the Yeti Snowball to work. And that was kind of what I was left with. And Brian's also very soft spoken, so the audio kind of goes ups and down a little bit. So just be prepared for that. Again, there's a lot of gold in this episode if you're looking to dig. It's there. So this is gonna be a shorter bit of an episode. I mean, they're already kind of short, but more around the 20-minute mark. And it's gonna be a good time. Thank you all for listening. I'm gonna do this all at the front. Make sure you check out our Patreon, our website, our other shows, all that other good shit. Most of it's free. Some of it's not free. Well, it's coming out as it's free, but if you want to get caught up on Raiders of the Lark, like I like to listen to, it's all on Spotify. No, sorry. The released episodes are on Spotify, and it's all on our Patreon, ready to go. It's a great show. Listen to it. It's a lot of fun. Toker's there. Mahogany's there. Frakes is there. It's good. It's good. And all your favorites, all your favorite faces, come check us out. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry about the shorter episode and sorry about the quality. And again, if you don't like it, just go to the next one. It'll be out soon enough. Okay, goodbye. Love you. Here's a little kiss for all you sweet baby listeners out there, especially you, Nick. Mwah.
Fucking feet kept catching on me.
Well, I don't know why you decided to lay on that end.
Because I was already there.
I was already there.
No, he was already there. You went and sat over there. You should have laid your head on the other side where y'all's feet were touching.
I would damn well please.
Well, then you're going to be near his feet.
So I wanted to be. What are we about to spark up? Now and later?
Yeah, another now and later.
Bush. Is it good?
It's alright, it's not Bush Light.
How was your part-time job?
I was working at CVS. For like 3 days.
3 days.
I wanted signs. I'm like, do y'all seriously need help? And they're like, yeah. Whatever. What do you need? Just need somebody to do some cleaning or like the shelves and like block. Like, alright, well, I'll do that. So I just go in there like 3-4 hours at a time. It was the third day, this lady, older lady, she come in there. And I was by the counter and nobody else was around. I was done doing what I needed to do. And she looks at me and she's like, hey, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. She's like, do you got Viagra? Yeah. She kind of looked around a little bit and she's kind of nervous and stuff. And she's like, hey, can you get it over the counter? And I said, well, I probably could if I took two of them, but I ain't never tried. She told the manager, he said I was not a good fit for CVS.
Or her, for that matter. I like your beer holder.
It's all original. It came with the place.
Original skipper design right there.
What do you call it? The Garage Mahal?
The Garage Mahal. I was going to get a hot tub and a stripper pole, but realized I was married.
Funds were too low.
Well, no, there was a hot tub up. She's like, I can't get the pump working. You want it? I'm like, well, don't throw it away. And then some dude come over here and fix that little pump. And I'm like,
damn it.
So you're still getting rid of the hot? Well, no. Oh, so you were going to give it to me if it was broke, but now that it's working. Left it sitting out there full of water in the middle of winter, froze, busted.
Damn it.
You gotta leave it on.
Damn hoes be so wasteful.
This hoes ain't loyal or responsible.
We're clean, evidently. Like, he was pissed. He'd been in there cleaning for like 5 days.
Well, him and half of his children.
It's funny because he'll yell at him. He whipped out on him one day. He pulled up here for something. And he's like, God dang it. This motherfucking bitch. There's like 9 bags of trash. All of them got holes in them. He started yelling at his kids. He's like, get out here and get this fucking trash. And I mean, he's yelling at them. He's like, if you ever leave somebody's house like this, I'm kicking your ass. I'm like, they didn't do this.
Well, he's letting them know why you shouldn't.
And then he's like, oh, I know why he was here, because she's like, oh, I said, do you need me to, like, flip a light on or something so people know that you think you're home? No, I turned the light and the heat off. 20 degrees? I'm like, you can't turn the heat off. So he came to turn the heat on. There was a dead fish in there floating around.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you know what a beta is? I'm like, it used to be a VCR. Beta fish. It used to be the first VCR. I remember. But no, I'm like, the fish? He's like, yeah, there's one floating in there. That son of a bitch stinks.
How? It's so cold. It should be like an ice or fish stick.
Yeah, no, everyone works that way like y'all's fish did. Betas are fucking picky, man. I had two of them back to back, kill both of them.
So the way my dad would clean the tank is he'd put it underwater and he let the cold water flow. And all the shit would run out the top when we have a clean tank. I think we were watching Matt's fish or somebody's fish and I was doing that. But I turned the hot water on.
Oh, shit.
He soft cooked it.
Yeah.
Poor fish.
We got really hot one time.
His tank was clean.
I guarantee
it. But it was.
There's no scale. Yeah,
probably ain't nothing left
of it. We got real hot one time when my buddy had his wife had this little turtle. That little dude wasn't.
Two quarters.
50 cent piece.
Yeah. I mean? Two quarters.
We put him in the freezer. You forgot.
What do you mean you forgot?
Yeah, so it was like, there he is just sitting there looking at us.
He's oh, dead. God.
Like his neck and stuff would move. Ricky reaches in to grab him and his leg came off.
Like, what the fuck?
She comes home and now she's got a three-legged turtle. And we're like,
that poor fucking turtle.
Yeah, it was awful.
What's this black ice in the freezer?
And then Nick was over there. I think Nick was there that My time, God, too. Cool. Me and Nick and Ricky were sitting there. And I talked him into shaving their head. His wife hated me. I was like, she should shave her head. He's like, fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh my god.
We're sitting there getting still watching this like Spanish channel. This guy's like up here. He's really getting down. He kept passing this bong around, All of a sudden, Ricky looked at Nick and he's serious as could be. He's like, man, I can understand Spanish. The other guy was singing the song in English, you know? Nick's like, do what? He's like, I can understand every fucking word he's saying. Nick goes, you should be able to. He's speaking English.
Oh, I was choked. Oh my god, that's like, awesome.
That just happened.
We have one like that at home. She asked one of our little Hispanic friends, how do you say taco in Spanish?
Taco.
Yeah. Taco.
We got one of those, too.
Well, I quit doing this with this Spanish thing. Like, you know, we work on job sites. I've never met a Mexican that I didn't get along with. I mean, sometimes they wear me out. They'll be talking, and I can't understand them. And if they start laughing and we're in the same room, like I'm like, hey, let's not do that. I don't know what you're saying, so if we can't all understand, we're not doing that. There was this lady. She was from Spain. Her husband was from Switzerland. So it's Jean-Claude and Nuria, N-U-R-I-A. I didn't understand how to pronounce it, so I'm walking around like for 6 months calling her Nudia. Evidently in Spain and Italy, oh, she was from Italy. No, she was from Spain. They had a bar in Italy. That's what it was. They must not wear a bra in Italy, because every day she's walking around with no bra. This is a bit of a distraction.
They're a lot more liberal over there, that's for sure.
So I'd be, you know, talking to her. She's cleaning. After we would put floors in, they'd paint the walls, she goes in and cleans. And one day, I was like, and they take long breaks. They'll take 2-3 hour lunch break. Like a siesta, they go to bed. And I'm like, mucho caliente. And she's walking by and she's like, stops at the door. And she turns with me and I'm at the first apartment there. And she's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, it's mucho caliente. And she's like, no. No, you mean cooler. I said, well, maybe cooler than it was yesterday. But it's hot as fuck, you know? She's like, no, cooler. And I'm like, I don't understand where we're going wrong here. Because I've read the back of the pizza rolls. It says caliente on there. You know what I mean? It says it. And red, there'll be little red letters. She's like, go, you ask my husband what caliente is. And I'm like, what have I done? So I walk in and like 3-4 units up, he's in here sat in the toilet. He's down on the ground and I'm like, yo, Jean-Claude.
Man, damn.
Your wife wants me to ask you caliente. And he just looked at me serious and he goes, why? And I'm like, I don't know. She walked by, I was telling her it's mucho caliente. He's like, no, you mean cooler? I'm like, she kept saying that same thing, man. What's she saying? He's like the water. He's like, turn the water on, touch it. It's cooler. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, cooler means like to touch, to feel, to like temperature. And I'm like, okay, so what's caliente? Because this whole time I'm thinking it means hot.
So I think it
means, does. Yeah, it just means it in a different way is all.
In Mexico, it means hot.
Uh-huh.
In wherever they make the pizza rolls, it means hot. But in Spain, it means, he's like horny, frisky. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's because it's like you're wolf whistling at her when you say mucho caliente, like, mommy, you're looking hot. Yeah. Mommy, you're looking sexy.
Oh,
tight.
My God, I was so,
so it's like you're calling at her because when you're talking about weather, it's hace calor. There is heat. It's different. And Spain has a completely different dialect. They don't even speak the same. It's like.
It's not the same.
English, like Great Britain English is theirs and ours is our own English.
And
same thing. Spain is like the British version of Spanish. And over here, they speak like the Spanish, or the Spanish.
Spanish?
The people from Spain, like, look down on that language, yeah.
Mexicans from.
Because almost every freaking culture like that has their own dialect, because all of those people were taught Spanish. That's not their language.
Right.
It's just Spain took a different route than England did and wanted as many people under their coat as they could. England like want to kill everybody.
I'm going to this lady and I'm trying to like type it in my phone and translate it to her. Like I'm telling it English and it's saying, I'm like, I'm so sorry if you thought I was hitting on you.
That's not what I was doing.
No. So I just quit talking to the Mexicans on the job site. Because sometimes they'll start, like, I'll be like, que pasa, or something, you know, and they'll start rattling shit off, and I'm like, keep up a good job, you know, way to go. You know, I just walk off, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm saying. Mm. And then
a lot of them will teach you. A lot of them know it's just as awkward for them. Valerie's dad's from Honduras, so, like, I used to work on the job site with him. Like, we used to install windows. And the thing is he would get so fucking embarrassed if he said something wrong. I would always giggle. Like, he'd say, you know, instead of crybaby, because in Spanish, Chalona, their adjectives go afterwards. You wouldn't say gray jacket, you'd say jacket gray, right, in Spanish. So he called it, he goes, don't be a baby cry. And I thought it was freaking hilarious and cute, but he gets, like, a lot of them get really embarrassed, like they're fucking it up, because they think a lot of Americans make fun of them too. And they do the same thing with English people, don't get me wrong, right, but a lot of them will try to work with you and try to teach you shit, and they'll laugh at you, but just take it in stride and keep going.
One, I was like, man, you got a multa. He's like, how many kilo you want? And I'm like, whoa, I just wanted just a little bit for lunch. And I'm like, that's it.
And what'd you say?
Well, you gotta
ask him if he had any weed. Said, how many kilos you want? No, I was looking for bud. You know, something.
I'm not trying to get into the cartel.
Well, that was another thing. We're all standing there, and the same guy was like, he looked at Eric's brother. Eric's brother's like 350 pounds. He's like, you like cocaine? Freddy goes, do I fucking look like I do cocaine?
He's maybe like, they're trying to help him out.
He's like, I get you kilo. Eric's going, no, you won't. He's like, not in this truck, you ain't.
Yeah, not in the work truck.
Yeah, you just never know what's going to happen.
You know how expensive that is? A kilo of coke?
I don't want to know. I don't.
I would think like a grand.
Yeah. No, coke's expensive.
Like $2,000.
I don't know, but I just know coke's expensive. I remember 20. An 8-ball was like $150, and it's just fish scale. Like, it was expensive. It's called the rich man's drug.
How much is an 8-ball?
Oh, at the time, an 8-ball of fish scale was like $800.
No, like, what's the volume?
It's an eighth.
It's an eighth of an ounce. It's the same. It's just different slang for eight.
So eight. So $800 for an ounce. And there's how many ounces in a pound? 16 ounces 16. In a pound? 8 times 16. That's like, yeah, you're getting close to $20,000 for a kilo.
You would pay. They pay $100 a gram. Ugh. Think about that. There's 1,000 grams in a kilo. That's $100,000.
Yeah.
But you get discounts when you buy in bulk.
Maybe $10.
Well, and that's the thing, though. They make a lot of the ones that are here have gotten here because of some kind of deal they've made with somebody somewhere at some point to get here. So a lot of them are sent here with drugs, and they have to get rid of it, sell it, and give it to the people, or they're in contract with them for so many months to pay off them getting them here.
Yeah, they travel to get here.
Yeah, so like a lot of them are probably just trying to hurry up and fucking get rid of it. They'll offer it to any fucking boy. Please take this. I want to be done with it.
The rough price to get back over the border is about $10,000.
It is.
So that's crazy.
And they got to go through a lot of fucking shit. For that $10,000, like, they'll trample over you. They don't give a fuck. You can't keep up. Too bad. Sorry for your loss. You'll probably die.
Border Patrol. Which, I don't know, everybody for a while was bitching about it, man. I've never met one on a job site that I didn't get along. Like, you know, you see the same people every day, and it's like, you, next thing you know, you're sharing lunch. It's like, hey, man, you want this? They won't turn down your lunch either.
But they eat a lot of food. No, they're grateful people. They eat a lot of food. They seem grateful to be here. That's why they came here to begin with.
Why did we get talking about Mexican people?
Because you said you love Mexican people.
I do.
You want to know what I don't like about black people?
Oh my god, here we go.
There's not more of them for me to love.
See, there you go.
Lord's sake.
I love saying that. Oh, we were in the kitchen and I saw one of the girls walk by. And I said, you know what makes a woman unattractive? And her head whips around. It's like, being under the age of 18. Can't stand it. Yes. She started laughing. But she was about to say some shit.
Like, go ahead, motherfucker. I dare you. What you about to say next?
Same with the, what was it? You know what I hate about black people? Not more of them for me to love. Because then people start looking, and they're like, all right.
I'm probably going to do that when I go to get coffee before I go to work.
Oh, God.
No, I hate. Ain't more of them.
There was a guy in there bitching the other morning that he couldn't get the right coffee. He's like, I don't want chocolate. They're like, well, get the mocha. He's like, mocha is chocolate. And I'm like, no, mocha could be a lot of things. See,
I'm fucking stoned. Been stoned all day. Took a nap. Smoked again.
That was cool as shit. I enjoyed that with all the cows.
Yeah, we got to hang out with fucking cows. All
those fucking cows. That was cool. All curious fuckers.
They're dumb looking animals.
They taste really good.
They do. But like when their eyes are all bulging out.
Yeah, when they're staring at you going, what you got? Like, if you'd had like
an apple,
a salt block, something, they would have been all over it. Some grain.
Well, you shouldn't be feeding other people's cows, right?
I don't. I try not to. They got all that grass.
Yeah. They eat special diets. And Brian, I fed, just 2 days ago, I fed a really big bird.
They tell you at Bee City at our place not to feed them because they hurt.
I've been to Bee City.
Yeah, they tell you don't feed the emus.
In between Ridgeville?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's on 61.
Yeah, I've been there.
I love it. They got lemurs.
Place. Yeah.
But and the monkeys. Emus peck the shit out of your hand. I mean, it doesn't hurt. But it's forceful.
Yeah.
It's like being choked. You know,
oh, God, Michael.
It's forceful and aggressive, but it doesn't hurt.